Tosis's pshat over here, and why there's not a svek sveka mitzad pitoy ktana oynis. Should be suffik oynis suffik rotsim timtim loyim rotsim suffik ktana pitoy ktana oynisu. Tosis answers shame oynis chadhu. The Rajba says kula chad sveka. The Rambam says differently. The Rambam's pshat is that enochanami. If it was pitoy ktana, it would be aser. It would be aser. So Rav Kesterman pointed out, and quite astutely, the Vida Rambam, we could change the whole case of the Gemara. What's the case of the Gemara? When did the Nisuin happen? When did the Nisuin happen? When did the Bia happen? Achshav hi gdoila. Has to be talking about when she's now a gedola. Why does it have to be? That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Why does it have to be gedola now?" She's not responsible. She what? What's otherwise? There's no tzad iser. There's no tzad iser. Not because she's not responsible necessarily, because the iser is not necessarily in spot. Hold on, because otherwise there's no tzad iser. Say it that way. However, according to the Rambam, that if a ktana is mizaneh, the din is she is usher. So we keep talking about when she got married, she was 8 years old. As long as she's older than six. Yesterday, based on the Vilna Gaon. Just to be older than six. If she's under six, she's not going to be usher. But when she's six, it's Mekiba Leviya Kedushin B'chusim Az Gimel Shanam Yom Echad. And that's it. And when did she get married? Six, seven, eight, nine. Mashengen according to Rashi and the Tosfos, because they hold that Aktana, what's the din? It's a ketana is oynes, and therefore they're mutter. So what's the tzad iser here? Bechlal must be that she's older. What age does she become a gedola? What?
Can't be
bogeres. It has to be. If me according to Tosis, it's gonna have to be naira. Tosis according to Tosis, gonna have to be naira. Very good. What? Why according to Rashi? No, so that's only she doesn't have tiny special fasul, but she doesn't have tiny special. No, according to Rashi, it means she doesn't have tainus damim. She has tainus pesposul, or whatever. So, akopanim, but ain't nachanami. You're talking about naira. According to the Rebbein Chanan's Kabbalah, yo. So this is what we said. Says the Gemara a new question. Says Tosis a new question. We're in Tosis. Vim toimer v'nukma acheskas heter lebaila. Why don't we zetzer on the Cheskas Heter Labayla? We said this is very similar to the question that Tosfos asked in the previous Tosfos. The previous Tosfos asked the question, why don't you zetzer on the Cheskas Ksheru LeKahuna? Why don't we ask Ksheru LeKahuna down here? Very simple. That's a klutz question. Why doesn't Tosfos here ask the question of Ksheru LeKahuna? Because we're not talking about a Kohen. We're talking about a regular Isha, Pchusim Az Gimel. Why didn't Tosfos before say Heter Labayla? So someone said yesterday astutely, who is that? Cheski? Say that because Heter Labayla wouldn't be enough because maybe it's still Aser Mitzad the Kahuna Shaboy. Heter Labayla is a different Chazaka. So you mean Heter Labayla? Okay. So that's what it says. But there's another question, which is why over here don't we say just that the Isha is a Cheskas Kashrus? Why don't we just say Isha is a Cheskas Kashrus? Cheskas Kashrus. Why don't we say Heter Labayla? I don't know if there's going to make a difference necessarily, cheskas kashrus and cheskas heter labaylo. But before you couldn't say cheskas kashrus because by a eshes kohen she's usher even if it's bainus. That's not going to affect her cheskas kashrus. But over here, why don't we say unukme cheskas kashrus, and if it's cheskas kashrus, therefore it's going to be mutter. Why does Tosfos say cheskas heter labaylo? Anyone have a teretz to this kasha?
Is the fact that he's tiny pesach pasuk already on the chazaka?
No, maybe it happened.
What's the difference between chazaka's kasha and chazaka's
lander? What the shiloh over here is maybe it happened ayinus or ratzin. So if it happened by ayinus, she's still chazaka's kasha. Assume it happened by ayinus, and therefore it's going to be against the chazaka's kasha.
What's an afkamina?
Yeah, I don't know if there's an afkamina necessarily. I don't know if there's an afkamina.
The chazaka should be telling us what happened.
What do you mean? They're both. I don't know. They're both chazakas. There's two chazakas. Why is one chazaka better than the other chazaka?
No, I'm not necessarily that it's better, just accomplishing so different things.
They're both accomplishing the same thing. They're both saying she's mutter. She's mutter because she's a kshera. She's mutter because she has a heter. She has a heter. Hold on, I have one thought. Give me 1 second. It's heter labayla. If it's chas, it's kashrus. It can still be pitu ktana. Yeah, it could be that Tosis just says Heter Labayla, because Tosis before also said Cheskas Kshera Lekahuna, Kshera Kahuna, Heter Labayla, it's all the same. That's the same. And Echanami could have said the other one also. What's Tosis' answer? Says Tosis, Nukma Cheskas Heter Labayla, V'yesh Leimer, D'Oinza Kala Islei, Kidarmina B'Yushalmi, V'Oinza Yesh Lekol, Oinz is a call, the hash, the Lekha Kala, Havale, Rotzain Ruba, Umiot Oinz, Ruba v'chazaka, rubai adiv. The reason is because you have a roiv going against this chazaka. The cheskas kashus is telling us that what happened, it happened b'aynes. But the roiv is telling us that it happened what? Biratzain. It's a roiv going against the chazaka. Okay. Comes along the... We'll start like this. What makes aynes a kala islay? Why does aynes have a call? I saw 2 pshatim in the achrayim. Anyone?
Punish the guy?
Huh?
Catch the guy and punish him?
Denied the beauty because she's yelling. She's yelling, you know, and people are going to hear. That's one pshat. Anyone else have a pshat? How are people going to find out about it? What? She's going to talk about it. She's going to start telling people this guy is a lunatic. He's a one or two pshat. If the vart is that she's going to scream, so then for sure that doesn't apply by pitoy ktana einus. Even if you're saying that she's going to go tell people about it, it could be if she was willing, even though she's a ktana, she's not going to tell people about it. I could hear the other way around, because I could hear that maybe, But the Pnei Yeshua assumes when it comes to pitoy ktana, even if you call it halachically einus, there's not going to be a coil. So asks the Pnei Yeshua Kasha here. Eino Chanami, you're going to say over here that if it would be a legitimate oinus, so there'd be a coil. But there's also a tzad that it's pituk tana, which is called oinus. How could you tell me the roiv is going against the cheskas heter? What about the fact that maybe it happened when she was a ktana? If it happened when she's a ktana, then there's no roif. So let the cheskas heter tell us it happened when she's a ktana. Comes the Pnei Yeshua and says, no. Now we could use the tesis from the previous tesis. Because you want to say it happened when she's a ktana? What's working against saying that it happened when she's a ktana? Cheskas haguf. So now you have a cheskas haguf telling you that it happened when she's older. So therefore, over here, the Cheskas Haguf is telling us that it didn't happen when she's a ketana. So we'll use the Cheskas Haguf. Let's get clear what we're talking about over here. It's very tricky, my friends. We had a Shiloh. Shiloh was, Tosis asked a question. Tosis says that, it says, L'chor yav a Cheskas Heter. So let's, Tosis says a question. The case of Chusim asking Hashem v'yemechad, you have a cheskas heter. I asked you yesterday. This question sounds familiar. This is the same question that we asked by the previous Tosis. Tosis before gave a teretz. What was Tosis's teretz before? Anyone? Adraba. Why don't we say Adraba over here? It's a klutz kasha. Because over here, the shaila is whether it's einis and ratzin. In a shaila of einis and ratzin, the cheskas aguf isn't going to help you. So therefore, Tosis says, why don't you use the Cheskas Heter? Answers, Tosis, oh, I'll tell you why. Because on the tzad over here that it's going to be, that it was be'aynes, there's a roiv. So there's a roiv going against the Cheskas Heter. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, what are you talking about? But what about the possibility that it happened when she was a ketana, in pitui ketana oinus, and over there is no roiv. So let's go back to your chazaka. Says the Pnei Yeshua, oh, that happened when she's a ketana. On that we have a cheskas haguf. And what does cheskas haguf tell us? Adirah, but happened when she's a ketana. Now we could use the cheskas haguf as resurfaced in our toisvus. This toisvus seems to ask a practically identical question to previous toisvus. What's with the cheskas ksheira? Ksheira lekahuna, heter lebaila. But the two shilas were different shilas. The first toisvus is a shila of Eishes Kohen, the Shaila is only if it's Tachtov, Lav Tachtov. Over there, I understand why Cheskas Haguf is a factor. Our Shaila is only Shaila of Einis and Ratzin. Cheskas Haguf isn't a factor. That's what Tosfos is mentioning. What is Tosfos' answer? There's a Roiv that's telling us that it happened by Ratzin. Frekta Pnei Yeshua. Yeah, but what about the possibility of Pitoi Ktana Einis? That type of Einis which will not be affected by the Roiv. Why don't you say Chazok on that? Oh, on that, we have a Cheskas Haguf that tells it happened later. Adraba! You have the Cheskas Haguf, it's telling us. That's the Cheshvan. Avrami, did you get that? We're going to do it one more time. You ready? We have two answers in the Gemara. I want to try to be clear. We have two answers in the Gemara. One answer is Eishes Kohen, Chusim Bas Gimel. Each one is saying that I have one suffix. The suffix of Eishes Kohen is Tachtav Lav Tachtav. The suffix of Pchusim Askim Shana V'yayimechad is Venus and Ratz. Tosfos asks, what about the Cheskas Ksheira Lekahuna by Eishes Kohen? This answer is Cheskas Haguf. Cheskas Haguf is telling us that probably it happened later, which would mean Tachtav. Now, Tosfos asks a practically identical question here. Pchusim Askim Shana V'yayimechad, what about the Cheskas Ksheira Labaila? Heter Labaila, Ksheira Labaila. Same basic question. Why don't we answer Ad Rabbah Cheskas Haguf? Because Cheskas Haguf isn't going to talk to us. Over here, the Shaila isn't when did it happen, earlier or later. So Cheskas Haguf doesn't affect. Here, the Shaila is just, is it Einus or Ratzin? There's no Cheskas Haguf on Einus and Ratzin. Therefore, Tosfos' question, he practically repeats his question because you don't have your Teretz. What is the answer Tosfos does give? He says, yeah, but there's a Roiv. There's no Cheskas Haguf going against this, but there's a Roiv going against this. Because Roiv Nashim are going to be, and this type of dynamic, are going to be Beratzen or Ba'inus. If there is no Kyle, then it's going to be that Roiv of them are Beratzen. Says the Pnei Yeshua, but that Roiv only really addresses the Oinus of a Gedoyla. What about an Oinus of a Ketana? Pito Ketana Oinus. It's also a case where she'd be Mutter. If it's Pito Ketosis holds, she's Mutter Pito Ketana. Over there, we don't have a Roiv going against that type of Oinus. So why don't you use the Cheskas Heter to allow that to say that that's what happened, that it happened when she's a Ketana? Answers the Pnei Yeshua, the reason is because you have Cheskas Haguf saying it didn't happen when she's a Ketana. So Cheskas Haguf is now resurfacing in the second Tosfos. And we could use Cheskas Haguf to avoid the possibility of saying that it happened when she was a Ketana. However, Frekta Pnei Yeshua, if that's the case, so how did Tosfos, right in the way in the beginning, say you have a Svek Sveka? Safek Oinus Safek Ratzon. And even if it's Ratzon, Safek Pitu Ketana. And what do you mean Safek Pitu Ketana? The Chazaka says it's not when she's a Ketana. The Chazaka tells it's not when she's a Ketana. You just told me that we can't entertain the Ketana thing because you have the Cheskas Haguf. And Cheskas Haguf tells us that it's not when she's a Ketana. So why is Tosfos asking the question, Svek Sveka, let the Cheskas Haguf tell us it didn't happen when she's a Ketana? Says the Pnei Yeshua, from here we see your side. What's stronger, Svek Sveka or Chazaka? If Tosfos is willing to ask the question that there should be Svek Sveka, the Chora we see that Svek Sveka is stronger than Chazaka. Tosfos is saying you have Svek Sveka, Safek, Aina Safik Ratzin Vimtim Tzalaymer Ratzin Safik when she was a Ketana. You want to throw in a Chazaka over there? You can't throw in a Chazaka because Chazaka is going up against Svek Sveka. What's stronger, Svek Sveka or Chazaka? It would appear that Svek Sveka is stronger. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. Now, Rabbi Yisai, we have a problem with that. And we already addressed this type of problem once before. Because Tosfos in the previous Tosfos asked the question, Nukmi Acheska Shikshera Lekohuna. And the Pnei Yeshua said there's a Trei Sveki there. So how are you trying to rely on a Chazaka in the face of a Trei Sveki? Says the Pnei Yeshua, I see that chazaka is stronger than trei sveki. And now we're saying chazaka is weaker than trei sveki. It's a stira in the Tosfos. Same type of stira that we had asked the pretzel that the Pnei Yeshua made in the previous Tosfos, we're getting into it again here. We're saying over here that if I have a case of chazaka against svek sveka, in the second Tosfos, we're saying that svek sveka is stronger. That's how I'm asking. Safek going to safek ratzon, safek ktana, safek doyle. Even though ktana, there's a chazaka going against ktana. Svek sveka is stronger. So how can the Tosfos in the first Tosfos ask to go after the chezkas ksheru l'kohuna, but there's trei sveki over there? So the Pnei Yeshua, I see that chazaka is stronger than trei sveki, but over here I see chazaka is weaker than trei sveki. Basically, we said two turtzim to this kasha. It's the same kasha that we asked. Now we're just basically repeating the question. We said two turtzim to this kasha. One teretz is, we said, from our Rava Koiner of David Koin, that he didn't say it on this exact shiloh, but he said there's that we said, really, maybe there's different types of chazakas. Not every chazak is created equally. Some chazakas are stronger than svek sveka. Some chazakas are weaker than svek sveka. The chezkas haguf is going to be weaker than svek sveka. The chezkas hadin is going to be stronger than svek sveka. And we were stunned by that, because Tosfos says what happens when you pit the chezkas haguf against chezkas hadin. What wins? Cheskas Aguf wins. We just said Cheskas Aguf is weaker than Svek Sveka, and Cheskas Adin is stronger than Svek Sveka. So we explained. The reason why Cheskas Aguf beats out on Cheskas Adin is not because it's stronger, it's because it's first, or I would say it's quicker. It comes, it's the Metzias Shiloh. Maybe it's Taka weaker. Why would it be weaker? The Cheskas Aguf, that she's a Besula, has a very strong weakness. What's its weakness? What's its weakness? It's bu'ula lefanecha, more than it's going to end, it ended. It's bu'ula lefanecha, she's not a besula anymore. So we could say that we try to push it as far as possible, but there's a reis on the chazaka, it's bu'ula lefanecha. The cheskas heter, is it possible she's mutter to her husband right now? It's possible. Is it possible she's still k'sher l'kuna right now? It's possible. So the cheskas din doesn't have a gvul. It doesn't have a boundary. This can continue and still going on. There's no reisa. So therefore, perhaps the cheskas hadin, that was one answer we said, is going to overpower svek sveka. But the cheskas bulafanecha is a weaker type of safek, cheskas besula, therefore it's not going to overpower. The other answer we said is the answer of Noam Sonnenberg, which is as follows. Maybe really it depends on how you pit the chazaka against your svek sveka. Does your chazaka address one of the svekas or both of the svekas? Says Reb Noam Sonnenberg as follows. If the chazaka is just talking to one suffik, it's not being machria the entire suffik, it's not being machria the entire svek sveka, it's going to lose because you still have your svek sveka here. But if the chazaka is going to knock off one suffik and then knock off the other suffik, so then your chazaka will win out over your svek sveka because it's touching both svekas. So for example, the chezkas besula. Right? When we're talking about did it happen tachtov or lav tachtov, so the chezkas besula has what to say about when it happened. But b'nogei to the shaila of oynes and ratzin, the cheskas besula has nothing to say, because it's not talking about when it happened. It's talking about how it happened. The cheskas besula isn't telling you how it happened, so it's only addressing one suffix, as opposed to the cheskas heter, whether it's heter labayla or heter to the kahuna ksher. The kahuna is saying that I'm talking about all your svekas. If you have a suffix that it was tachtov, Cheskas Ksheira says it wasn't tachtov. You have a suffix that it was beratzen, Cheskas Ksheira says it wasn't beratzen. So therefore, the Cheskas Ksheira is addressing both svekas. Those are the two answers that we have. Okay. Comes along Tosfos, and he asks another question. He says, okay, so you're saying you have a roif. Vim taimer, im kain. Besvek sveka nami, te oser. It says, if you're right that there's such a thing as roiv ratzen, So then in every Svek Sveka, which type of woman is he talking about? Any woman, a regular Eishes Yisrael. It should be Aser. The Sufik Oynes Kemandeles Adami. The Sufik Oynes doesn't exist. V'loy Nishur Elechad Sufik. Sufik Tachtav. You can't be mukim acheskes heter, because we said before you have a cheskes aguf adarabba is going to tell you that. So he's asking, I don't get the Gemara. The Gemara says in a regulation Yisrael, it's a spek sveka. What are the two svekas? Suffik oinus, suffik rotzen. Time out. There's no suffik of rotzen, so no suffik oinus, because there's a roif, and the roif makes it kamandalesa. So therefore. Yeah. This is the question of Tosfos. Azayfrek Tosfos. What's the Gemara's suffik? The Gemara is asking, you have a tzad, suffik oinus, suffik ratzin. There's no tzad over here of oinus. Why not? Because there's a roiv ratzin, and the suffik is kemandalesa. This is the question. Asks that Teres Shmuel a question. He says, hold on a second. But there could still be a suffix of oinus and ratzin. Because there could be a suffix that maybe the oinus is pituk tana oinus. And pituk tana oinus, there's no you have no coil on that. There's no roiv. We established there's no roiv on pituk tana oinus. So there still is a suffix of oinus and ratzin, of tachtav and av tachtav. It's not two shilas of whether it was oinus, whether it was oinus. It's a shilah of oinus, or tachtav, lav tachtav. The Gemara says, Eishes Yisrael, one suffix is, was it tachtav or is it lav tachtav? Right? Talking about regular Eishes Yisrael. Not p'chusa. Not kibbuk kedusha p'chusa in b'as gimel shalom rechad. A regular Eishes Yisrael. So therefore, the roiv doesn't help you. Because you could still have a tzad of oinus. What would be the oinus that you would have? It would be chusim bas gimel shana v'yoymecha. That is an oinus.
There's no rev at all, even on the other side of oinus. Because we're saying there's no rev. The fact that there was no kol here means nothing. Because he didn't answer. It doesn't tell us rotzen now.
What'd you say?
Rev doesn't tell us rotzen anymore.
Rev doesn't tell us full rotzen, right?
Even any rotzen. I mean, there's no rev anymore. Because we have too many options. Right? There's no rotzen.
We wouldn't. In other words, we would still say that perhaps it's oinus mikoyach pituk tana oinus. That's the only way we could say it's oinus.
Say it's regular oinus.
No, because the roif says it's not regular oinus.
But the roif's not here because maybe it was pituk tana.
So then we have a tzad of pituk tana. We don't have a tzad of regular oinus. We can't have a tzad of regular oinus. We only have a tzad of pituk tana. What? Oh, so but then we should say cheskas aguf. Problem is that over here we're saying cheskes aguf where there's a svek sveka. We're talking about a case of svek sveka, not a case of one suffik. So can the cheskes aguf help you when you have a svek sveka? Here it's svek sveka. Again, Tosis asked the question. In the case of regular Eishes Yisrael, you have svek sveka. So ask Tosis, there's no two svekas. Why not? Because oinus is, there's no tzad of oinus. You have a roiv of ratzin mikoyach. The fact that we said that roiv nashim are if it was an oinus, they would have screamed. We'd know there'd be a koil. So we're asking the question of svek sveka. Says Tosis, there's no over here. We're going to say that we don't have any two svekas. So we said, what about the tzad of pituk tana oinus? What about that tzad? There still is a tzad of oinus. He said no, because the chazaka is going to knock out the pituk tana oinus. The cheskes aguf, but we're talking about a case of svek sveka. Cheskes aguf doesn't help in a case of svek sveka. How do I know cheskes aguf doesn't help in a case of svek sveka? Because good, then we. The Gemara asked the question, svek sveka, we would say there'd be no suffix of tachtov lav tachtov, you have cheskes aguf. Why don't we say that there's no suffix chat tachtov lav tachtov because of cheskes aguf? Because cheskes aguf doesn't help in the case of svek sveka. So why over here, we're also saying cheskes aguf is going to help in the case of svek sveka. We're stuck. So let's get it clear what we're trying to do. We're trying to say there's a svek sveka of maybe it was tachtov, maybe it was lav tachtov, maybe it was einus, maybe it was ratzon. What's the einus? Pituk tana einus. Can this chazaka beat out on a svek sveka? Cheskas haguf? Why would this chazaka beat on a svek sveka? We said cheskas haguf doesn't beat a svek sveka. Let's take Lamashal according to Rabbi David Cohen's pshat, the Rosh Shiva's pshat, and why cheskas haguf doesn't beat on svek sveka. Because this cheskas haguf is broken. This cheskas haguf is for sure broken. It's a cheskas haguf and we know she's a bula. So it doesn't beat out on svek sveka. However, Rabbi Isai, if we say like what Rabbi Noam Sonnenberg said, perhaps we have a tenets. Perhaps we could say as follows. We have a suffix we want to say, Pitu Ketana Oynes. The Oynes we want to entertain is only when she's a Ketana. Does Cheskas HaGuf allow us to say it happened when she's a Ketana? No. It doesn't. Okay, the other suffix is Tachtov Lav Tachtov. Does the Cheskas HaGuf allow us to say that it happened lav tachtov? No. So the Cheskas HaGuf is addressing both of the svekas. If you have a real suffix of Oynes and Ratzon, the Cheskas HaGuf isn't talking about Oynes and Ratzon because you're telling me the Oynes could have happened later. But at Kama, in so much as the only suffix that we have of Oynes is because Pitu Ketana, which means she has to be a Ketana for this to be an Oynes, the Cheskas HaGuf is talking about that. So does Cheskas HaGuf tell us if she is an Oynes or not? The answer is it depends what type of Oynes. If you're talking about a regular Oynes of a Gedolah, Cheskas HaGuf doesn't tell me if she was an Oynes or not an Oynes. Was Cheskas HaGuf tell me about whether or not, of how it happened? But if you're talking about the Oynes of Pitu Ketana, for sure Cheskas HaGuf tell me it's not that Oynes.
There is
suffix. Tachtov
does
Okay, that very much depends on how you understand those the words of Tosis Zubahalo Shayach Lo Shayach Lo Ukmei Cheskas Hetekid Perishis. What does Tosis mean with those words? It's a tackle very very difficult line in Tosis. We'll have to see exactly what the pshat in Tosis is. Okay, Akoponim. This is what we're coming out in Tosis. It seems like. So what does Tosis say? Says Tosis. That L'choira, Tosis Kasha is L'choira, Svek Sveka should be Aser, because Savagon is Kamandalesa, because of the Roif. Now hold on a second. Of Roif, Nashim that are, the Roif that we have over here of Roif, Ratzon. Does that address our entire Svek Sveka? Does the Roiv Ratzon address our entire Svek Sveka? All it addresses is the suffix of Oynes and Ratzon. Does it address the Tachtov, Lav Tachtov? No. And yet Tosis is trying to allow the Roiv to affect Svek Sveka. Now we said, Chazaka, if it's only addressing one suffix, doesn't work. Why? A Chazaka has to address both of them. But Tosfos seems to be saying that Rav, even though it's only addressing one suffix, will work. So why is Rav any better than Chazaka? So Lamaisa, we know Rav is stronger than Chazaka. But at Kama, as we're saying, we're going to try to be masbir that itself also. But we're seeing over here that there's a discrepancy between Roiv and Chazaka. When it comes to Roiv, if it even just addresses one side of the suffix, we're going to allow the Roiv to be an influence. When it comes to Chazaka, if I have a Chazaka on one suffix, says Reb Noyam, then it's not going to work. The Chazaka has to address both of them. Over here, the Roiv is only addressing one. Well, this is Reiv, that's Chazaka. What difference does it make Reiv and Chazaka? Since Reiv Schweitzer, we know Reuv Chazaka, Reuv Adif. But let's try to explain it. What? What did you say? Oh, says the Ater Shmuel. Maybe there's a difference between Reiv and Chazaka. Why is that? Says the Ater Shmuel, Reiv. Raw ala Sufik. Koloshan Atoisis. The Sufik Oinis Kimandilesa. Roiv is the Pshat. When I have a Roiv, it's not that I know how to act in a Sufik. I have a clarity on the Sufik. After it's a Roiv, do I say, I'm not sure, but I'm going to do this? Or the Roiv tells me what the Roiv is Machria the Sufik. There's no Sufik left anymore. So if I have two Sveikas and I have a Roiv of one of them, how many Sveikas do I have left? One Sufik. However, when it comes to Chazaka, Chazaka is not Machria the Sufik. It's Din Hanhogo be Sufik. Even if there's a way that one Sufik, we have a Chazaka on one Sufik, but if there's the Sufik still there and if there's a Sveik, it's going to be Matir. Oh! So according to, it could be that Reb David said it really depends on what type of chazaka you're talking about. There's two different chazakas. There's a chazaka with a reisa that's taka only it's only an haga. But a chazaka that doesn't have a reisa, maybe ain't a chanami. A chazaka that doesn't have a reisa that also would go only on one suffix. Perhaps this will explain also the dinah of ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. Why do we say ruba v'chazaka ruba adif? So says Rabbi. So the chayyul fi this Rabbi Schweitzer the pshat would be as follows: a roiv is a machria, a chazaka is just an haga. Which one would you do? You have a achra on the suffix. The chazaka tells me go like this. When you're a suffix, do this. The roiv says you don't have a suffix. So what do? You go bust to the roiv. But if that's true, and then we put together what Rabbi David said. Then it would only be true with a ruba of a chazaka if the chazaka doesn't have a reisa. A chazaka has a reisa. What would be if you have a roiv and a chazaka that doesn't have a reisa? Who would you father, the roiv or the chazaka? Maybe neither. Again, let's get it clear. Tosfos is mevor that a roiv on one suffix is going to be relevant. A chazaka on one suffix, not. Says that Teresh Shmuel, why? Because roiv is a machriya. Chazaka is not. We said, well, it depends what type of chazaka you're talking about. Some chazakas are also machriya. Okay, but our chazaka is a chazaka with a reisa. A chazaka with a reisa is not going to be a machriya. What about a chazaka without a reisa? Maybe it is going to be a machriya. Okay, so let's see. There's a klal of ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. I would understand. Roiv is a machriya. Chazaka is not a machriya. That would depend what type of chazaka. If a chazaka doesn't have a reisa, maybe it would be machriya. So the fee said, what would be if you have a roiv and a chazaka that doesn't have a reisa? Maybe you wouldn't say ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. Maybe you won't.
Something
we said
according to
the issue.
It needs the chazaka's help. The roiv itself is not being
machriya,
the
inus or ratzon
shayla, because of the
it's going to be machriya the
only with the
chesed of gov's help. But it'll be machriya the shayla of when
by gdola. Machriya the shayla of gdola. The roiv won't say it's
gdola. The roiv will say that by gdola it's not inus. So that'll be machriya.
So if you
do
it,
the beer is Edom. Very good. But Schweitz is pointing out, Edom is a beerer. That's in the roivs in the face of Edom is nothing. Chazaka in the face of Edom is nothing. Edom is a beerer. Then you have a hachra of roiv. You have an haga of chazaka. Lechura, we're saying chazakas are only on haga. That might depend. Reb David said it depends on what type of chazaka you're talking about. A chazaka with a reis, a chazaka without a reis. Even though Lamaisa, we know Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif is called Tarakula. Comes along Rab Nachum Pertsavitz, says Rab Nachum Traker, he says Meredik. He says, you know why Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif? Because every time you have a Roiv going against the Chazaka, the roiv makes a reis on the chazaka. And therefore, the roiv tzebrech the chazaka. In a chanami, if you were able to have a roiv and a chazaka have an arm wrestle, maybe we wouldn't win. But the part is, the roiv that's here creates that, it starts off, the chazaka starts over the reis, because there's a roiv here already. There's no such thing as a reis and a roiv. Roiv doesn't have a reis. Roiv is a roiv. Chazak is a pashtus. The pashtus is broken because of the roiv. The roiv chain breaks the pashtus. So now I have a broken chazaka and a roiv. What's going to happen? Now the roiv wins. But in a chanami, if I would match them, go toe to toe, it could be that, not like that. So what is Tosfos's answer to the question? It says, Tosfos, what about the fact that you have over here a roiv? By Marie, the high ruba de birotzen ain't a roiv gomor. I'll have a midrabana. Hilchach b'makom svek sveka shari b'makom chad sveka chash v'rabana on rotzen l'gabi oynes ruba. V'ashkechon ki agav agav itinok shenimtza v'tzada isid. I'll have a ruba elam midrabana. L'alchi kam Rabbi Yochanan hasam dein tzom v'lel tshuma. It's not a real roiv. The achreinim are bothered. Why is this not a real roiv? The roiv of rotzen is not a real roiv. Why is it not a real roiv? What makes it not a real roiv? Yeshua says one mahalach. Because Avram says a different mahalach. I think he says the following thing. Most rives you can prove statistically. This rive, where'd they get the rive? Where'd they get the rive from? A normal rive I have 99%, 92%. Where'd they get this rive from? This rive is just something that this is their understanding of psychology, of human nature. They say probably if a man was mizana with a woman, was a woman, she'll probably scream, she'll probably tell someone. This is the chumim kind of like imagined this roif. It makes sense, it's a logical roif, but it's not a roif that has any basis other than common logic. It's not a real roif, it's a roif midrabanan. Because it's only a roif drabanan, so therefore we can apply the roif when we want to apply the roif and not when we don't. This is a roiv dirabana. So I say, if you can help me out, how you understood Tosfos. Tosfos says, so a roiv dirabana, when it's trey svek sveka, b'mokom svek sveka, shari, u'b'mokom chad sveka, chash v'rabana, rotzen l'gabi oynes ruba. What does Tosfos mean to say? When there's svek sveka, then we're not going to apply the roif. Does Tosfos mean to say that a roif d'rabbanon is weaker than svek sveka? What? That's what it sounds like. Roif d'rabbanon is weaker than svek sveka. A roif d'rabbanon will be good on a chad suffik. Is that what Tosfos means to say? When it's trey sveki, so then there's the roiv drabbanon is weaker than trey sveki. What is that? What?
Could be it's not achra when it's
roiv drabbanon. No, but then
go back to whatever noms
in. So it's not achra anymore. It's not a real roiv. I don't even know if that's Shan Taisis at all. If you read Taisis. Sounds to me like Mokum Trey Sveki, they didn't say the roif, it sounds like. Mokum Chad Sveka, Chashvi Rabban and Rotzen Lagabi Oynes Ruba. They were Machshavit a roif when it's Chad Sveka. Trey Sveki, they weren't Machshavit a roif. They didn't activate the roif there. It doesn't sound like it's a roif, period. And sometimes the roiv is going to be strong enough, other times not. And you could say, like Akiva's saying, maybe it's not, it doesn't have the din of a roiv. It sounds like he's saying to me that it's not, lo chashvi rabbanon ruba. Stuff and visit. Akoponim, Tosfos HaRosh here says a different teretz to Tosfos is kasha. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, pilepoi. Because you don't have to say that it's only roiv d'rabbanon. Even if it would be a roiv d'oraisa. Lamazagan, it's a roiv d'oraisa. What was your question? Your question was, you have a roiv, and the roiv is telling us that pashtus, it was rotzen. So how can we say in that case of svek sveka that it's mutter? the Rav should make it asr. Says the Tosfos Rosh, yeah, but you have a cheskas hetera, a cheskas heter. The cheskas heter is telling us that it's mutter. You're not going to go basa the roi. You're going to go basa the chazaka. What al ruba bechazaka ruba adif? Says the Tosfos Rosh, no, it's not a problem. Ruba chazaka ruba adif is only when the roi and the chazaka clash. But over here, the cheskas heter can tell you that it happens zinsa kaidam shenanza. So therefore, the cheskas heter can ki'ilu exist without a confrontation with the Rav. Even though you're going to end up ignoring the Rav, because if you have the Rav, it's only Chad Sveika. If you have the Rav, it's only Chad Sveika. But the Cheskas Heter is going to blindside the Rav. So you're not going to follow the Rav. So what's Tosfos Rosh saying? It sounds to me like Tosfos Rosh is saying that the Klal of Ruba v'Chazak Ruba Adif is only when there's a Kosh. Really, maybe Chazak is as strong as Rav. Maybe stronger than Rav. Rav Nachum Dick. Ah, this is a makar for Rav Nachum. He says, being that over here the Chazaka and the Rav are not clashing, therefore I can follow the Chazaka. What do you mean? Ruba Chazaka Baradif. And over here you're going to follow the Chazaka, you're not following the Rav. So why don't you follow the Rav, not the Chazaka? The Rav is stronger. The answer is that over here the Chazaka can get around the Rav. Once you can do that, then you can follow the Chazaka. Here, Rabbi Yisai, there's more to do in this Tosfos. I know this is a very, very difficult sugya. It's going to take a tremendous amount of amelus. I told you that before. It's a sink or swim sugya. We could do many, many hours trying to just keep the cheshbon of the Tosfos. We're going to continue with the end of Tosfos, which is also a lot of very important things. Beis Hashem, hopefully next week. I'd like to leave you with the thought on the parasha. Yisachar Chamor Gorem Rovitz Bein HaMishpesayim Yisachar Chamor Gorem Yisachar, Rashi says, Chamor is balatzomis. It has a lot of bones. Soivel oil toira ke chamor chozok. He's able to tolerate the oil of toira, the weight of toira, like a strong donkey. Shemat inen oisoi mase kove, that you put a lot of heavy burdens on it. Yaakov Avinu is describing Yisachar and explaining that Yisachar has a very heavy weight on his shoulders. To carry the oil of Torah is to carry a very heavy burden. Roi veitz bein ha-mishpesayim, says Rashi, kechamor mahalach bayoim u-balaylo, ein loy lina babayis. It doesn't go out. The chamor doesn't have a stall. Kishu roitzel anuach, roi veitz bein ha-tchumim, when it wants to sleep, it just sleeps wherever it is. There's something that is symbolic about a donkey. Donkey is the epitome of someone who carries heavy burdens. And donkey is also someone who is always sleeps. Even when he sleeps, he doesn't have a place a barn or a stall. Donkeys just sleep wherever they are. Shemoylech sham prakmatia, which means as follows. When a donkey sleeps, they don't take everything that the donkey is laden with doesn't come off the donkey. The donkey carries its burden 24/7. It never stops being a donkey, never stops carrying. And perhaps part of what we're supposed to see from Klal Yisrael, from Yisachar Ben Torah being compared to a donkey, is that a person is supposed to be a Ben Torah 24/7. Person's supposed to be carrying that load 24/7. There are other animals that carry things. They carry them and then they take them off. And then they, you know, then they have their break. A person who's a Ben Torah is supposed to be a Ben Torah always. During Seder, outside of Seder. During the weekends. In the Beis Medrash, out of the Beis Medrash. Person is supposed to be, that's what it means to be a Ben Torah, says Yaakov. You're supposed to be like a chamor. It's like a chamor. It's taka. Is it heavy? It's heavy. Is it hard? It's not hard. It's hard. Ashrei mi she'amolo b'Torah, omel. His omel is a tremendous amount of work. And a person has to be understand that that's what it means to be a bona fide, a genuine Ben Torah. This person is prepared to always be carrying a load. So we have a lot of work to do here in the sugya, and I know that the ilum is some people who are Baruch Hashem holding up, and some people are not. But we have a Thursday night, Friday, Shabbos, in order for us to be able to try to patch together the things that we perhaps don't have clear. And with Hashem Sunday, we're going to continue moving forward in the sugya. The sugya is not going away, my friends. So you have a choice. You're either going to get lost, left behind, or you're going to pull this together. Who's supposed to say on Monday? JC. You're supposed to say, right? You didn't say it. You did say it. Toby Salzer is supposed to do it. Okay, let's see how to get